Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bahaloscha, Tavshin Pei in Chutzaret and in Eretz Yisrael Parshas Shalach. I'd like to say a few ideas on a pasuk in Parshas Bahaloscha. In the beginning of the parasha, it talks about Aaron being given the tremendous task of lighting the menorah in the Mishkan, and it says Vayaskin Aaron al mul pnei menorah hello near Sarka Shetziva Hashem es Moshe. And Aaron did by the menorah. He went up and he lit the menorah, and as Hashem had told Moshe to do. And Rashi points out, "Vayas ken Aaron" means the Hagid Shidchol Shel Aaron Shloshina. The pasuk is coming to teach us that Aaron didn't change; he didn't veer from the instructions that were given him. Now, why would we think he would veer? So, I think one of the ideas is that even Aaron Akon, even if you're great and you're so good, you deserve praise for listening to instructions. Oftentimes, people have a yitzhara to do more, to do less, to do differently, and there's always a yitzhara involved. But the fact that Aaron went ahead and he did not change from the instructions is certainly noteworthy. And the Maharal Diskin points out also something very interesting. He says, what could Aaron have changed? Right? Well, what are we praising him? So Maharal Diskin said that there were three steps going up to light the menorah. And Aaron was very tall. So Aaron Be'etzem did not have to use the steps. But, right? And first of all, how do we know he was very tall? Because in order to get Nevuah, the Gemara in Nedarim tells us, in order to get Nevuah, you have to be an Ashir, a Giwur, a Chacham, and Gvar Koma. You have to be tall. And since Aaron HaKohen was tall enough to reach the menorah himself, to the candles, to the oil, he didn't need to use the steps. Nevertheless, since the mitzvah of lighting the menorah is to go up to three steps, he didn't just light the menorah with his feet on the ground, but rather he followed the rules to the T, even though he didn't need to follow the rules, and he went up the three steps in order to light the menorah. Exactly as the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded. Additionally, a friend of mine told me that he saw, in the name of Moshe Sternbach, that, what does it mean that he didn't veer? Now we see that Aaron was given a new job in the Mishkan, so maybe he'd be busy. Vayaskin Aaron is not talking about, like the Maharal Diskin, that he's talking about it in terms of how he lit the menorah, but rather Vayaskin l'hagid shivchu shel Aaron shaloshina. What does it mean shaloshina? He didn't change what he was doing beforehand. Before Aaron's primary task and what he's praised for is Olev Shalom Vrodev Shalom. So you think maybe if he's going to get busy with the Avodah and Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen Gadol, he's not going to have time to do what he used to do. Says the Torah, no, Vayaskin Aaron, Lahagit Shivcha Shal Aaron Shaloshina. He didn't stop doing what he was always doing. And this is a tremendous lesson. Oftentimes people get new tasks, they get promoted, and they forget about other jobs that they used to do, other chesed that they used to do. Right? We can just imagine somebody who's doing, you know, one chesed and he starts involved in another chesed. Oftentimes he forgets about the original chesed. He moves up in the ladder of chesed or in the ladder of helping people in general. And Aaron HaKohen teaches us that no, even if your job expands, it doesn't mean that you forget the things that you did originally. And this, of course, came up in the Daf Yomi last week. We were talking about Moshe and how tall Moshe was. He was 20 amos tall, and the fact that somebody who has nevuah has to be somebody who's tall. So we heard a pshat. The pshat was, what was it? Why? So the answer is that first, he has to be an anav, a person who, right, he has to be a gibor, a chacham, an asher, a gibor, a chacham, and a gvar koma. And I think he has to be an anav, if I'm not mistaken, or he's going to be something to do with anivus. And the pshat that I heard, and that's why. So what does it do with being tall? What's the mile of being tall? So the mile of being tall is that somebody who's tall, it's going to be hard for him to be an anav. So therefore, obviously, being tall is God-given. But the point is that somebody who's given all these abilities, he's strong, he's wealthy, he's smart, and he's tall, so he has all the reason not to be an anav. And Afal Pichin, he has to go ahead and he has to combat those feelings of greatness and suppress them and become an anav, and then he's zocha to be a navi. But as somebody who doesn't have those external attributes, so big deal that he has a nivus. But somebody who has those four attributes, he's a gibor, he's a chacham, he's an asher, and he's tall, and then he goes ahead and he has a nivus, he's somebody who's fit to be a navi. One of the things I want to take out of this, the last point is that, you know, oftentimes in life, the more successful you are, the more capable you are, the more we feel like kochi ve'otzim adi aslias chalazeh, the more we feel like we're doing it. But the reality is that we have to recognize that all the given talents that we have are given to us from Hashem, and therefore that should compel us to be a tremendous anav. And that's like Rav Steinman. Rav Steinman, how could it be that he was an anav? How could it be that he said, you know, I don't want people coming to my levaya, I don't write anything on my tombstone? How could he abhor gaiva and at the same time be the most sought after Godel, one of the most sought after Godels, if not the most sought after Godel during his time? So the answer is that he's not comparing himself to other people. He's comparing himself to the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. That's a tremendous milah. Somebody can go ahead and say, listen, Hashem gives me my air to breathe. He gives me the brain that I can think, all the things that he gives me, and I'm obligated to do as much as I can, so you'll always feel like you're coming short. You always do more when it comes to your relationship and how you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Moshe in this week's parasha is called Anav Mikaldom. How could it be Moshe is an Anav? How could that be? Moshe was the leader. Everybody came to Moshe for advice. How could it not get to him? How can he not have a little bit of holiness, a little bit of gaiva? How can he still be an Anav? The answer is that he compared himself in contrast to what all the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. When a person goes through that, then a person can reach anivas. And we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives grace and finds favor in people who have anivas. And something that in life, the more you develop anivas, the more your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will develop, because if you're not an Anav, en aniva hu yichol lodr b'mokum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's hard for him to dwell with somebody who thinks he's all of that, who thinks it's kol chiviot miyadi, number one. And number two, he also find favor in the eyes of other people. If somebody's an anav, he's humble, and he doesn't hold himself as being the man, so then he can go away and he'll be respected by people as well. And going back to Aaron Cohen, the ideas of an anav says, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a job, I'm going to do the best I can with my job, I'm not going to veer, I'm going to listen to the instructions. Somebody who's an anav says, okay, I'm going to listen to the instructions. Somebody who's not an anav will not necessarily listen to the instructions. Okay, so have a wonderful Shabbos. Try to develop anivus and not to veer from any of your outstanding ways of chesed and maisim tovim and Torah and mitzvos. Have a great Shabbos.